The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, that storm didn't quite work out the way it was supposed to. That's fine. Let's have some fun. So what are the odds Wednesday on the Blitz?
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gal Studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show, 713-780-3776. Or if you want to watch us on the Twitch channel and get in the chat room and put your comments there, you may do that as well. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, Twitch, whatever, smoke signals, put odds on it. What are the odds it's going to be a good show today, Hoffman?
Are we taking calls?
I don't know.
It's 50-50. If that's all you can give me, that's all I can give you.
Yeah, it just depends. If it comes up in the context of the show where it's worth giving someone a shot, if they can get to their point, then yeah, but you know it's always about 20% that we're going to take calls anyway. So why don't you factor that in? So 80% chance, probably no.
Yeah,
and then you can figure it out. So I think it's going to be a good show. It's going to be fun. Do you remember what you were doing when you survived Imelda?
Sleeping. Although I did wake up early because I needed to make sure that Dell got into work this morning. John and Lance both live close.
Right.
So I wasn't too worried about them, but Dell lives down south. So I was like, well, you know, I need to make sure he gets in there. And I'd already talked to AD and let him know, like, if somehow Dell can't get in, we're going to have to run network until I can get a producer in, basically.
Yeah.
So I wake up and, I get an alarmist text from Lance from like midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't know when it was. I don't know how Lance stays up all night. Gets up and does the show. But he was saying, it looks real bad down south. Real bad. And I'm like, oh. So I text Dell, and this is at like, 6:15, something like that. And he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm already in the control room. No worries." So I text them all, "Hey, it's good to go," and it was good to go. So it wasn't. I had to wake up early, but other than that, it didn't even remotely inconvenience me. In fact, traffic was a little bit better on the way in this morning than it normally is.
Yeah, I imagine it was.
Totally honest,
it was for me coming in this afternoon too.
I don't know if that means a lot of people died.
No, I think they didn't get Thanos'd. Okay. They just were smart and stayed home, which kind of sucks because we were supposed to be on location today and downtown, which was going to be fun. But they did the right thing by postponing it because there were concerns about the storm, and it's not storming at all. Although it was supposed to be a second round, but unless it's like twice as mean, it's
all right.
You know, I did have a puddle in my yard.
Oh, well, that's horrible.
And I did get to see our buddy Nate Griffin stand in water in Galveston this morning.
Oh my!
And I'd watched a little bit of the TV coverage because I'm always fascinated by how bad storm coverage is. And the other channels all dropped and went national, but I don't know if 26 stays local.
They do.
Okay, because they stayed on it and it was pretty good actually, except for their guy saying Harvey-like rain for 12 or 16 inches, which, hey, that's a lot of rain. That ain't Harvey-like. Let's be honest.
Well, it was at one point.
Early on, yeah. But other than that, I mean, I thought they did a pretty nice job. And there was that guy Nate down in Galveston, standing in the water. And, you know, I thought about while he was in the water texting him to see if that might set off an electrical charge of some sort. But
that would have been cruel.
I know, but it'd been funny. So yeah, that was about it. Just kept a touch on things and really not much going on. I've been waiting for one of these jokes from 832. Houston's Imelda had less rain than the Philippines' Imelda had shoes. Most people don't even remember that reference.
Count me amongst the most.
Imelda Marcos of the Philippines. She was well known for having a lot of shoes.
All right.
What are the odds? Jonathan Joseph cost the Texans week three. He cost them week one, almost week two. Teams know who to attack. He's going to be the guy they attack now that Colvin's dead. So, and you watching him, you can tell he still knows where to be. So from an IQ, football IQ standpoint, the guy still has it, but he's just not fast anymore.
Right.
And I think at some point that's going to be a real issue. Especially because they don't have a lot of options there. And what are you going to do? So, I don't know, man. I don't know that he's not a liability yet, but you're right. You can see it coming. And that might be a problem here moving forward. Well, I mean, it's a problem now because he's not great. But you don't want it to be where he's a total zero. And Steven, the weather guy, has he had an update this morning. So we're supposed to get another round, but it looks like most of it's going to miss us. Unless you're off to the east. Where for some reason, everybody east always gets nailed by these things. I don't know what it is.
Stop living there. Right?
Why you want to do that?
I don't know.
See, all these Urban Meyer USC rumors that are all over the place. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it'd be good for USC. And it's not like USC's above hiring a coach with questionable moral character or a coach who maybe or maybe not is willing to cover something up. They don't care about that.
No.
So it'd be a great gig. I will say this, though. If that's the case, it does make me wonder even more how hot the fire was getting at Ohio State, because it seemed like he always said, that's my dream job.
Yeah.
Then why are you in such a rush to get out of there if that's the case?
Well, I kind of think that's his MO. He goes to a place, he has success. He has success by covering things up and recruiting criminals.
Yeah, big deal.
And you burn the thing down a little bit, and then you come back in a year and everybody's forgotten what a scumbag you are.
And you start over somewhere else.
Yeah. But yeah, it'd be good for SC for sure. And although it's funny because it sounds like he wants to coach again too. But I think that's, I mean, USC needs to go out and get a real coach. I mean,
Urban Meyer's obviously a real coach.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that would be he's one of the few guys I think can win anywhere.
Yeah.
And he'd have no problem winning at USC. So we shall see, though.
Hey, I know we don't have time to really get into this, but I found a list, and it's weird that we would talk baseball early in the show, but I had a couple baseball stories to talk today, and one of them was about who's going to win the American League MVP now that Mike Trout is hurt. And someone came together with a list of candidates. And I thought it'd be interesting because it's got some local flavor, if you know what I mean.
Well, it should.
Yeah.
It better.
So when you talk about that, and then I've got another with this story, believe it or not, also has some local flavor. It's called Ranking the Rookies, Who Has the Best Future Value? Like, which of this year's rookie class is going to have the most long-term sustained success.
Okay.
And I'm interested in your thoughts on where I don't want to name names of the rookie that plays here that may be on this list because I don't want to give anything away.
Yes.
But I want to see if you agree with where that particular player is placed on the list.
Well, don't they have technically two rookies up now?
Well, friend, only one of them made the list. I'll let you guess.
Okay.
I'll let you guess which one is having the big impact. But, yeah, I mean, that's it's a mystery. That's called a radio tease.
Yeah, I notice you're doing a lot more of these since you've, now that you're in management,
yeah.
You're doing a lot
I'm
more.
I'm trying to be a pro.
Why are you doing that? You're going
to
ruin the show.
I'm trying to be a pro.
Okay, Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
You're ruining the show.
Yeah. Well,
the show has not been about being professional ever.
You know, that was the strategy all along.
Oh, so you were planning to kick the field goal?
No, I wanted to score a touchdown, but you know, we got down there and then we had 2 seconds left, and I thought, you know what, now is a good time to kick the field goal.
So you had never at any point thought about, you know, maybe I should call a timeout here?
No. We had 2 plays. We didn't have more than 2 plays. If we'd called a timeout, we probably would have had to call 3 plays. And then, you know, my play calling sheet, it's only got 2 sides.
Well, are you at least sleeping well at night over those decisions?
I sleep well every night.
And that's because you have a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers.
I certainly do.
And guys, it's time. If you haven't made the jump yet and you need a new mattress, the factory direct pricing is going to change your life. You're going to be fully rested sleeping on pocketed coil mattress sets starting as low as $310. These are high quality. And the reason I know they're high quality is because I've seen how they make them, because they make them right there at the factory and sell them directly to you. And they're constantly working in new technology so that you sleep better. And they've got a variety of bed styles to meet your budget and your body. And the cool thing is you're going to save 50% when you walk in off of what you pay in a retail store, because they don't mark the prices up like they do in a retail store. And they've got a full mattress set for everybody and every budget, and some as low as $169. You can go online or in person to get the bed that fits you. And trust me, they're going to find the perfect bed for you. Whether it's Lax, Yuval, any of the guys over there, they know what they're doing. Visit them today. The new store, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, or 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Man, it's already Wednesday. I'm kind of into the football mode now. Got all my stuff done for pregame today. Got some bets that I like a lot. So trying to balance the week a little bit.
Yeah,
now
I'm already having to try to figure out where I'm going to watch the stupid game tomorrow.
Oh, you got the same problem?
Yeah. Apparently next week is when it starts, the Amazon Prime broadcasts.
Ah.
Then my life will get easier.
So then you get to hear the women calling it.
Yeah. Then my life gets substantially easier, and that's what I get.
All right, let's do your baseball.
Okay. So this article written by Dane Perry of CBS Sports talks about Mike Trout and basically gives his stat line for 2019, which is, it's really impressive. Leads the majors in WAR, OBP, OPS plus, and walks, while leading the AL in slugging percentage and OPS, which means he's been really good. And I know he's not seen or heard of much because he doesn't play for the Yankees or Astros this year. And if you don't play for the Yankees or Astros this year in the American League, you don't really matter. I mean, that's kind of the polite way to put it. That's the way it seemed all year, though, does it not?
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, even the Red Sox don't matter. So,
well, if the Red Sox were good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hell, if the Angels had 95 wins, we would have talked about them more, but they don't. They suck. But it says the expectation is that Trout, despite the missed time, is still going to win his third AL MVP. And if that happens, he's absolutely deserving of it, which I tend to agree with. However, there is now an opening for other guys. And if some of these other guys won, I wouldn't complain. I mean, I don't think it would be egregious by any means if Mike Trout doesn't win, because he played 134 games. That's 28 games. It's not 10. I mean, the baseball season is very long, but you miss 20% of it. That matters. So they ranked the top five. And while I don't disagree with anyone on the list necessarily, I kind of disagree with the order. And he said some other guys who are also worth mentioning didn't crack the top five. Gleyber Torres, who's ridiculous.
Right.
Xander Bogaerts, Mookie Betts, Rafael Devers, Gerrit Cole, George Polanco. Worth mentioning, it says. Number one is Alex Bregman, though, on his list. And I mean, I think every host in the city's probably talked about it. Every sports talk show said, well, and I'm sure they're all saying now that he should win. I think that he's definitely worthy. I guess in my opinion, though, when I think about Alex Bregman, what would be the impact if Alex Bregman wasn't on this team? I think it would be minimal.
Yes, I have two thoughts on this. One is the pro Bregman, one is the anti Bregman.
Okay. I would like to hear both.
Yeah, it's easy to just baseball, and let's keep in mind the MVP in baseball a little different than the other sports.
Yes.
I mean, it tends to go to whoever has the best season.
Yeah.
And it really, unlike some of the others, doesn't at all focus on
because
team success.
In baseball, you can't have as much of a team impact as you can in the other two sports.
Right. But And I get back to the name of it, most valuable. How valuable are you if your team's not good despite what you're doing?
Yeah.
In Bregman's case, though, again, if we're going to say he's the most valuable, if you take him off the team, are they...
They're still winning the AL West.
Aren't they still a 100-win team?
Yeah.
So how much value does he really have? So then it's going to... To me, it goes back to, all right, who had the best season? And right now, that's still Mike Trout. But if Bregman goes nuts over the last few games and winds up getting to 40 homers, then maybe. I just think it's to be determined. I still think Trout's in the lead, but I could see a scenario where he gets there. Is that fair?
Yeah. Number two on the list, they have Matt Chapman, who I'm a big fan of. His basic baseball stats don't, you know, open your eyes.
Right.
You know, if you look at batting average, things like that, it's not wildly impressive. But I think what you start out with Chapman, and I think Chapman's really helped because the A's have been really the best team in the second half of the year, which is why they're gonna damn near win 100 games.
I mean,
they probably won't hit 100, but they're going to be close, and they've had the best record in baseball in the second half.
They've been
of the
better
season.
Than the Astros in the second half.
But Matt Chapman is arguably the best defensive player in baseball. I mean, he plays a premium infield position, and I think him and Nolan Arenado may be the two best third basemen in the league, but they're both historically good.
Yeah.
I mean, whoever third place is, I don't know. It's nowhere near what those two guys are. And he's got 34 home runs, OPS plus of 129, and it says he's been very clutch this season, an OPS of 861 overall, but that figure rises to 1.057 with runners in scoring position. It says clutch performance isn't really any kind of sustainable skill, but it does have a place when it comes to MVP voting considerations. And then it mentions Marcus Semien third, also with the A's, and it says he has the highest WAR of any Oakland player, which puts him squarely in the discussion. I kind of lean away from him versus the other two, and honestly, I'd probably have him last on this list of five. But, I mean, good season, certainly. Leads the league in games played, 150 games played. So that's impressive. A guy I asked Charlie about today is DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah, you mentioned him yesterday.
Who, I mean, the Yankees, we can agree it's unbelievable that the Yankees are where they are given the injuries that they've had, right?
Absolutely.
He's been the one guy that's been healthy the entire time. He's played in 135 games. He's hitting .328. He's played second, third, and first base this season, just depending on which one of his teammates is broken and out. And he's also got strong clutch numbers, it says. But he's not been great down the stretch. Like, his September numbers are meh, so maybe not. And in number five, the guy that I've been saying should really get more of a look, if anybody does, is Justin Verlander.
Yeah, that's a name I've been waiting for because, frankly, I think without him, this team is not as good. Not even close.
To me, the fact that this guy's doing this at this age, as dominant as he is, and I get you can look at like that. I think what we tend to do now that we've got advanced metrics is we just say that they're the end all be all. If you've got the highest WAR, you're the best player.
Yeah, it's funny. I got a text basically saying just that. If you don't top the WAR list, then get out of here. The problem with those stats are not the be all end all.
Yeah, I mean they're a great metric.
Yeah,
certainly.
They're absolutely, but it's not perfect. Because it's based on an average replacement. Well, not every team has an average replacement. Right. Some have a below average replacement, and your loss means a lot more. Some have a guy who's, you know, almost as good. So it doesn't. It's not a fair measurement to me. I mean, it's a measurement versus the average for the league, which I like. That's great. That gives you something to go on. But it's not. To me, it's not 100% comparable because the replacement for Alex Bregman is going to be pretty good.
They're gonna it's going to be Aledmys Diaz or, yeah. You know, Yuli.
Yeah, and so...
Hell, the replacement for Carlos Correa is Alex Bregman.
Right, right. So,
yeah. Does that make Carlos Correa have a negative WAR number?
Maybe. But I mean, that's why you can't just look at that stat and say, okay, you have to kind of look at the whole montage. And frankly, I think, you know, to me, if you're going to say who is the most valuable player in the American League, I think the Astros are nowhere without what Justin Verlander's done this year. That would be my choice.
Now, the argument I heard from Ken Hoffman today on this subject is, I mean, what's really the difference between Verlander and Cole's numbers? If you lose Cole, is that any less damaging than if you lose Verlander?
No, but which one are you going to want game one of a playoff right now?
Well, that's not what the MVP is, though.
No, but I think if you lost Cole, I mean, yes, it's a big impact. But Verlander's been better, and I think they're a better team with Verlander than they would be without, and I think they're a better team without Cole than without Verlander.
Now, let me preface it. I guess not preface because we've already had the discussion. Let me end it by saying this. I don't care who wins the MVP.
That's something Houston fan loves.
Right.
Because they actually have guys who win that. They can't win titles, so they win that.
Yeah. I'd rather Marcus Semien win the MVP and the Astros win the World Series. That's my personal taste. I don't care about MVPs as far as like, ooh, look at us. We've got the MVP. And I know this year especially, Astro fan, I already hear him talking about Rookie of the Year, Cy Young, and MVP in the same season, which... If it happens, cool.
Yeah.
If not...
Is that going to win you the World Series?
If not, Cy Young and Rookie of the Year in the same year is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hell, Cy Young or Rookie of the Year is pretty cool. But...
There's a lot of teams out there that would love to have one of those.
Yeah, a World Series is way cooler. So let's not forget that... I know Rockets fan disagrees with this, but I think Astro fan would agree that the MVP is like, it's very secondary.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think they... I'd be curious to hear from Astros.
Like,
fan.
How important is it to
them? Yeah, I think it's more important than... Well, to them, I think it's more important than it is to you and me. But if I had to say who the race was down to in my mind, it's Mike Trout, who's basically posted his number in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
And I think Bregman can do enough, and I think Verlander can do enough. And I think that's about where the list ends.
Okay. So the Chapman, Semien, LeMahieu, you're not hearing it.
No, I mean, I think those guys are like Bregman was last year. They're top five type guys, but they shouldn't. Yeah. I don't think they win it. All right, guys, What's your credit card balance look like? You want to lower your interest rate? You want to save some money? Great way to do it is to get a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. I don't know what your credit card rates are. Probably over 19% APR, maybe higher than that. And you could save thousands of dollars in interest. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000, no fees. And what they want to do, they want people with good credit to get a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Get on your phone. You can have the money as soon as the day you apply. So a good, this is a good way to save a lot of money if your credit card balances are up there. Just for the Blitzers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 832 says, you just confuse yourself. The theoretical replacement player is based on the league's average player, not the respective team's backup.
I'm aware.
I thought I explained that pretty well, but maybe not. So here's let me try to.
What he's saying is it's not all. It's, I mean, that's why WAR is a flawed stat.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's not,
especially for the MVP conversation.
Right. It's, and my point is that it's a very good tool, but like a lot of stats, it's not the be all and end all like some people want to make it.
No, it is. I think it is a great stat.
It is. It may be the best stat to use as a measuring stick, but it's also not 100% accurate because. Teams don't have average player replacement players, and some have better ones than others, and you have to look at the individual and who would be replacing him on the team and what the drop off would be, and you know, and that number is awesome, but if you go look at it, it's all the guys that we think are good, they have high WARs,
yeah,
almost all of them. So 713-780-ESPN. So I thought I explained that okay. Maybe I didn't.
You're so dumb, Fred.
I apologize. So, see, Dr. Runberg says, I would discount Trout because his team would suck, healthy or not. Astros would be great, Bregman or not. Verlander would change the conversation if he went out. That, I agree with.
To me, that's the biggest.
Yeah, that's the case to make for him. The problem is, getting back to your Cole point, am I thinking too much about the playoffs? Like, if he's not available for the playoffs for some reason, I don't think they win. And it's a regular season award.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but I think you can say that about either guy. Yeah. I mean, if either guy wasn't available for the playoffs, it's going to be difficult. But, yeah, you have to consider that it is a regular season award.
Randy says, I think personally, of course, winning the World Series is the best thing, but speaking for myself and maybe a few others, those individual awards are just a, hey, look at our team. Speaking as a fan of teams that national media often just look past, I think that's a little. I mean, I get the point there, and
I don't think the Astros are a team that gets looked past.
No, I think they get quite a bit of attention.
And I understand you probably used to feel that way, but you also have to remember when you felt that way, it was because your team deserved to get looked past.
Yeah,
it was a joke.
I think they get a ton of attention right now. There's a reason that Bregman's name is in that conversation, is nationally. Listen, the Yankees and Dodgers are always going to get more attention.
And the Cubs.
And the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And even the Cardinals. I mean, those are just franchises that...
historically great.
And they move the meter nationally.
Yeah.
And the Astros, to get into that group, are going to have to win some more World Series. There's no question. But having won one, they're certainly up there in that conversation. And I follow a lot of national stuff. The Astros get a ton of attention. So I think the teams here get a lot more attention nationally than people want to give them credit for. The Rockets are always in the news. And frankly, thanks to J.J. and Deshaun Watson, the Texans get a lot of run nationally, even though they don't really deserve it.
What I will say about the argument that the Angels would still suck if they didn't have Trout, it's one thing to be like, you know, 85, 90 game losing suck. To me, there's no question the Angels would lose 100 games without Mike Trout, in my mind. You know, who would you say is the second best player on the Angels?
Oh,
I mean,
Otani maybe if he's healthy, but
Otani played Anderson 100 Simmons, games this year.
Anderson Simmons,
okay,
yeah, that's pretty much. It's about as far. I mean, Pujols he still beats up the Astros. Against the Astros, he's their second best player.
Yeah, well, Albert Pujols hitting .249. Anderson Simmons hitting .261 with 33 RBI on the season. He's played about half the game, a little over half the games. Yeah.
He's also terrific defensively.
Yeah, but I mean, there's just not another guy on that team that's even well above average.
Yeah,
their second best player according to WAR is David Fletcher.
I like to call him Dave.
Dave Fletcher, who has 5 home runs, 46 runs batted in. He hits .290. He's the second best player on the team.
Yeah, although, again, I don't know. So with what you're telling me, if you take him, they're still bad. I mean, bad.
Yeah, but there's levels to bad. I mean, just like you take Bregman off, and they're still good.
Right.
But there's levels to good. I'm just saying that, those two things are equal in my mind.
Yeah, in the end, I think.
Because like I said, I mean, one guy in baseball, his impact is limited. And I mean, even we saw, the greatest seasons ever by a baseball player with Barry Bonds. And you saw that they were willing to walk him with the bases loaded. Because if you take away his impact, the Giants are just, how many World Series rings did the Giants win with Barry Bonds?
They came close.
They didn't win any.
No.
Because one guy can only do so much. He gets to bat one out of every 9 times.
But, I mean, he's the Tom Brady of that discussion.
Right.
I mean, he's a total outlier.
Which, I mean, Mike Trout may be that also.
Yeah, except the difference is that Bonds teams were able
to get competitive for the most part.
And, and he did make everybody in that lineup better around him because they'd walk him so much.
Right.
And that's the thing that gets lost. And this is why I hate the whole steroid conversation. How many times that guy walked? How many times he was on base?
Dude.
And it affected everything in the lineup.
I still, if you can't look yourself in the mirror and say Barry Bonds is the best baseball player you've ever seen, then you're like 14 years old. Or you might be 100 years old.
If
you're 100, Hoffman, okay, you saw.
You know, back in the day, that Babe Ruth.
Yeah, if you saw Babe Ruth, okay, you got me. But for the most part, Barry Bonds is the best baseball player you've ever seen. And you can try to justify whoever else in your head that you want, but you're wrong.
Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio?
Yeah.
Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you.
Joe DiMaggio's dead.
They had a song about him.
Yeah, Joe DiMaggio died wishing that he could hit like Barry Bonds could hit.
Well, he could have if he just juiced up. I mean,
And
back then they were juicing up on alcohol.
True. That's
my kind of league.
And juicing up on lady friends.
Yeah, well, that's
Mickey Mantle juiced up on booze, Joey D on lady friends.
Yeah, he pulled Marilyn Monroe.
That's right.
That's that's pretty high level stuff when you can be Eskimo brothers with the president. So
allegedly.
Oh, come on. That story's been out there forever.
I mean, yeah,
but sneaking her in to see.
Okay, JFK. Fred, who you have two sources?
There's a bunch of sources on that. Yeah. Well, that's the one JFK conspiracy theory that's not out there, is that DiMaggio killed him as a revenge.
Oh, I could see that. Certainly could see that happening.
Well,
that would be highly unlikely.
Yeah, we'll get to your rookie question when we come back, and then let's shift it at 5 o'clock to football. I want to talk about the article we ran today on Sports Map and Bill O'Brien's record against certain coaches. How about that? I just did a double tease.
Yeah, I like that.
Honestly,
that's a callback from yesterday when we agreed to discuss that story today.
Yeah.
So well done.
Look at us being all professional.
Yeah, we're pros. Hey, you know what? I love CBD, and particularly I've been loving CBDMD.com. And guys, if you're worried, Yeah, CBD, I hear it's got a little bit of this in it, and I'm not trying to fail a drug test at work. Don't worry about that. CBDMD is clean. It's tested. It's secure. And guys, this is legit stuff. It's made me feel so much better. The CBD Freeze, which is like a menthol and like a cooling thing. It's amazing. The CBD Recover is an inflammation fighter, and it helps provide relief during recovery. And I've been using it after my workouts. If I've got a really hard workout, that's what I'm using. If I'm super sore, I'm using that CBD Freeze. They've got gummies, which I love because it's just a super easy way to intake it. And they've got the oils that I've always loved as well. And to make it easy for you guys, see what CBD can do for you. CBDMD is offering an ESPN 97.5 listener discount. 20% off your order at CBDMD.com when you use the promo code ESPN 975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN 975.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So we said Pete Rose, much more of an MVP than Barry Bonds, plus he won a World Series.
Okay. You're allowed to be dumb.
No, Pete Rose was, I mean, he got the hits record, but who wasn't the player Barry Bonds was? I mean, all right, so let's do your rookie question.
All right, so obviously Yordan's having a fantastic year. He's going to be the rookie of the year. But apparently he is still not looked at as the best of these rookies in the long term.
Okay.
The 2019 rookie class. And it says, and you mentioned Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker can, even though Kyle Tucker played a little last year and will play some this year, he'll still be considered a rookie next year.
Okay.
So he doesn't count.
So he doesn't make the list. Because as much fun as we made of them for hanging on to him, he might turn out to be a really good player.
He could.
Yeah.
He says, taken into consideration were this season, obviously, the current season matters, as does previous track record. Age is an important factor because success at a young age bodes well for future stardom. With apologies to certain guys, like 26-year-old John Means and 28-year-old Mike Yastrzemski.
That was kind of cool that a Yaz hit a homer.
It was kind of cool, yeah. But they those guys, not super high up on the list.
So let me – is – Vlad Jr. on the list.
Vlad Jr. is number one on the list.
Okay.
Does that surprise you?
No. I mean, he's
who
been...
Who would you rather have going forward, Vlad Jr. or Yordan?
Oh, I think Vlad Jr. has come with so much hype. From what I see out of Alvarez, he just looks like a player whose swing is going to hold up.
Yeah.
And now you can't play a position, which is a little bit of a negative, but
that's a huge negative.
You want that bat in your lineup.
Certainly.
But I probably would say, I think Vlad would probably have the better career, but I think it's pretty close.
Vlad Guerrero's numbers at age 20 are almost identical to Miguel Cabrera's numbers at age 20.
So you're saying he's going to be Miguel Cabrera?
I mean,
I'd take that.
Hell yes. I mean, Miguel Cabrera's fallen off a cliff now, but if you get those, you know, first 12 years of Miguel Cabrera, you take
that
for sure.
Good. Yeah.
Do you think Yordan's number two on the list?
I'm sure they have someone else on there.
They have Fernando Tatis Jr. at number two. And It says an argument can be made for Tatis' all-around ability over Guerrero's offensive capability, and he's posted more WAR per 162 than any rookie this year while battling injuries. And that is sort. I mean, it all depends on how much you value defense, because compared to Vlad and compared to Yordan, Fernando Tatis might as well be Ozzie Smith. I mean, these you're talking about guys who are or bad defensive players,
right,
versus a guy who's a really, really good defensive player. So I'll hear the argument for it. Him getting hurt his first year, not super promising in my mind. I mean, like being out for the season, that's not a great thing, I wouldn't think. Number three, Yordan Alvarez. It says since 1900, only four players as young as Alvarez and logged as many plate appearances topped his 178 plus or 178 OPS plus. Those names: Mike Trout.
He's okay.
Bryce Harper.
He's okay.
Ty Cobb.
Heard of him.
Apologies to Kyle Tucker. Ted Williams. Ah. So, incredible season. He's a couple years older. The guy who went into this season kind of expected to be the rookie of the year in the AL was Eloy Jimenez of the White Sox. And he's been okay this year. Not great, not bad, not great. His defense is Yordan level. I mean, it's pretty bad. Although, I shouldn't say Yordan level. They put him in the field, and right, he's just a bad defender.
Right.
But they say he's finishing strong, and he's on pace to become the 11th rookie ever to hit 30 home runs at age 22 or younger, which Yordan could also make that list if right, he has a nice end of the season. Bo Bichette, number five, another Blue Jay for you, Fred, of your Toronto Blue Jays. He's hitting 315 in 197 plate appearances, and he's a good defender. He hits for power. He's a nice all-around player. Now we've got a much smaller sample size of him than some of right, these other guys, but since he's been up, he's looked really good. Keston Hiura from Milwaukee, Victor Robles of the Nationals, all the way down at number eight, Pete Alonso.
Yeah, that's the name I've been waiting to hear.
Yeah, Pete Alonso. Well, you'll be surprised at number nine, too, I think. Pete Alonso, it says his 47 home runs have set records for the Mets and for National League rookies and put him within five of Aaron Judge's all-time rookie mark. But it doesn't give any reason why he's only eighth on the list.
Huh. That's not a good list then. Yeah, he should be higher. I mean, to me, he's right up there with, I mean, he's top three, top four.
And obviously, team success aside, I mean, Pete Alonso basically has had what you would expect a full season of Yordan to look like.
Yeah.
And he plays on a worse offensive team. His lineup's not as good around him. I mean,
yeah, and Alvarez's per game production is just sick if he played the whole season, but you knew that wasn't going to happen. But I think it should be a lot, not in any order you choose, but I think it should be Guerrero, Yordan, Tatis, and Alonso. Those yeah, should be your four.
Well, the one that also surprises me at number nine, Mike Soroka from the Braves, who has the second best ERA in the major leagues this year at 2.57. He's got a 1.80 ERA plus, which is the third best since 1900 for a pitcher 21 or younger. Only Vita Blue and Dwight Gooden were better.
Heard of them.
Yeah, they're pretty good at sports. And Alex Verdugo of the Dodgers rounds out the top 10. So,
yeah, I'll stick with my top four.
I'm kind of with you. I feel like that's a – I think that the top three I'm not arguing with much, but Pete Alonso at eight.
Yeah.
Just seems disrespectful, I guess, in a way. I don't know if that's the right word, because he's going to win the Rookie of the Year. But I don't know what they're seeing in him that they don't expect to stay. I think he's got the best exit velo of anybody who's hitting the. I mean, they're very similar players, Yordan and Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
They just swing the bat really, really hard, and the ball goes forever. Pete Alonso plays first base.
Yeah.
But he's not a very good first baseman.
No.
At least not yet.
And that's, you know, that's the thing. At some point, maybe Alvarez develops into a guy who can play first.
Honestly, if Pete Alonso were on the Astros, he would probably be the, like, if they switched roles,
yeah,
Pete Alonso would be the DH of the Astros.
And we'd be talking about, he's not very good in the field.
Yeah, but I mean, when you're in the National League, you don't really have a choice. You got to have him in the lineup.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, I feel like that's kind of a cool way to look at things, is who's going to be best long term. But in that discussion, you got to remember the guys who didn't play all year, like Alvarez, Guerrero. It took a while to get Guerrero up to.
Yeah, well, Bichette. Bichette. He was really late to the game.
And it's interesting because there's another guy.
Do you give credit to the guys like Alonso who were there from day one? Because to me, that's really impressive. I
think it gives you a better idea of what they can be going forward because you have a better sample size.
Yeah.
But in terms of, who I'd rather have, it's hard to say because, I think those other guys are going to be really good. A couple things from Twitter. Steven the Weather Guy just tweeted out, another band is currently firing up across the city. Rush Hour could suck.
What band?
Yeah, what band is it? Is it
the Stones?
I think it's Kiss. I think it's going to be that.
Kiss good. Broke up.
And then Jay asked, when was the last time two NFL teams were favored by more than 20 points at the same time?
We asked that yesterday.
Yeah, we checked.
But we
that
also
up.
Didn't do the. Did you do the research?
No, I didn't.
Not me neither.
But the last
we're lazy.
The what I saw was that the last time was during I think 87, which was the strike year.
Oh, with the scabs.
Yeah. So.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Triangle Energy. They're about simple, honest electricity, and when it's hot outside, you don't want to, the last thing you want to have to worry about is what's going on with your electric bill. Yeah, you want to stay cool. Stop worrying about your electricity provider. Start saving with Triangle. They offer worry-free electricity, which means no hidden fees, no gimmicks, no rate hikes, just top-of-the-line energy plans. And you can lock in your rate for 12, 24, or 36 months, so you avoid those hikes. Just lock it in now. You're good to go. And if you're a Dynamo fan, they still have that Power to Win plan. You get two Dynamo tickets, two Dynamo t-shirts, and a shot at free electricity for a year each time the Dynamo win at home. Triangle Energy, they keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. There's no gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. If you use promo code ESPN over there at TriEagleEnergy.com, you get yourself an additional discount. How about that? That's TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
One bad bad look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it? Big drip, big drip. Ice chain, peeled water. Ice. You got
ESPN 97.5.